The immune system is the body's security system. It's a network of cells, tissues, and organs that defends us against microorganisms and tumors. It includes a system of lymphatic vessels that supply lymph nodes, which produce white blood cells called lymphocytes. These cells detect and kill invaders.
But there's one exception, Yael. The brain has a special relationship to the immune system that's different from other organs. The blood-brain barrier seals it off from most invaders. Researchers have mapped the lymphatic system thoroughly, and there are no peripheral lymphatic vessels supplying the brain itself.
That's not quite correct, Don. It's what biomedical researchers used to think. There are fluids both around the brain and inside it. In 2015, a team of University of Virginia scientists reported a surprising accidental discovery. While studying mice, they found previously overlooked lymphatic vessels supplying the membranes that surround the brain and drain the cerebrospinal fluid that surrounds it. They later found evidence that humans have the vessels as well. Immune cells enter the brain the same way they do other organs, but fluid inside the brain drains by a different route along the walls of blood vessels, and this is different from other organs.
Wow, that's important, because many brain disorders such as multiple sclerosis, autism, Alzheimer's disease, and even schizophrenia are thought to have an immune system component.
Yes, now that researchers know that special lymphatic drainage pathways are responsible for interactions between the immune system and the brain, they may be able to find new ways to target them with drugs, surgery, or genetic manipulation to treat brain disorders.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.